The term suffer in silence is made to sound as if it's heroic and strong. October being National Domestic Violence Awareness Month gives us cause to recognize that there are victims of abuse, over 60,000 each year here in New Jersey, for example, who suffer in silence not out of heroics, but due to fear and, well, believe it or not, even shame. Our first guest today heads an organization who helps those who are abused into silence to regain their voice as well as their life. She is Executive Director of Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services in Sussex County, New Jersey, Jamie Bernard. How are you today, Jamie?
I'm very, very good and glad to be with you, Chris.
And the website for Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services is daisy.org. And their services, as I mentioned, are primarily for Sussex County, New Jersey. If you're listening, one of our other stations out of the county or somewhere, anywhere in the country on the stream, if you go to Google and in quotation marks, put in the term domestic violence and either your city or your town name in another set of quotation marks, you'll find the agency or agencies near you that are that will help either yourself or someone who you know or suspect is falling into that dark trap that is domestic violence. When you go into a month like this, Jamie, because obviously domestic violence is a year-round challenge for the victims and threat to their lives, as the statistics show, what's your hope for what comes out of a month like this?
Well, during October, we actually do what we do all year long. You're right. However, we just pump it up a bit. So primarily, we focus on raising awareness of the issue and to raise awareness of the services that are available to victims. We still find, even though we've been in business for 30 years, that there are people who are unaware of the help that is available. So, we spend a lot of time doing public speaking events and writing articles and just trying to get the word out again. And we focus it because it's a national initiative. It's a state initiative. Also, we focus on survivors. And again, not that we don't always, but in some sense, we celebrate survivors during the month of October. And of course, as a nonprofit, since we're always challenged for funding, we throw in a little bit of fundraising.
And also have your annual vigil coming up on October 19th. Where is that going to be?
We do. That is part of our, that kind of covers almost all the bases other than fundraising. It's not a fundraiser. It is our annual candlelight vigil. At which time we mourn those who've lost their lives to domestic violence. We support those who are still struggling, and we celebrate those who have found peace in their lives. And this year it is at the Ramana Center at Newton Medical Center, 6 o'clock on October 19th. And this year we're celebrating a very special accomplishment, which is the book release of an anthology of poems by survivors of domestic and sexual violence who have participated in a new program that we started about a year ago called the Rise Up Poetry Workshop. So the poets will be there, hopefully signing books. The books will be for sale, and they'll also be reading their works. So we're very excited. It's going to be a lovely and, I think, very moving event.
And that's great to hear, too, that you have these victims of violence and the survivors of violence that they're communicating from their minds and their hearts, because so often I equate victims of any violence, domestic violence or sexual assault with war veterans. They have a common trait. They're reluctant to talk about what they experienced. And that reluctance makes it challenging to bring them out of that, I guess we want to call it, shell that they self-imprison themselves in.
You're absolutely correct, and that is the beauty, really, of this workshop, this poetry workshop, and the fact that it helps give voice to their feelings and give voice to who they really are. And the wonderful thing is that not only, we started with just the writing of the poem, but it moved into the group wanting to actually read their poems in public, and then it moved into the publication. So it in so many ways gives voice to survivors who have been silenced for too long. So we're so Excited. We really are so excited about this. Eventually, it'll be up on our website, and, you know, if anyone's interested, they could, you know, purchase the anthology.
That would be something, too, for people who are currently victims of abuse and sexual violence, because they can maybe see in the words of those who survived the path for them to reclaim and survive.
Yes, it really is a full circle. You know, these are survivors who have come full circle, and they're really now giving back. And so they're examples of strength. They're examples of what's possible. And they're examples of light, really, you know, and light at the end of the tunnel for people who may not be able to see that. So, you know, you're absolutely correct with that.
So Jamie Bernard, who is the Executive Director of Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services, DAISY for short, in Sussex County, DASI.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It's important to note, too, when we say domestic abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, it's not always the physical. Isn't emotional damage also a means by which the perpetrators inflict whatever the evil they're looking to inflict on their victims?
Absolutely. You know, there are survivors who will say that the physical wounds heal, but the emotional and psychological wounds are last much longer. And, you know, the trauma that is suffered can stay with one for a very, very long time. So, you know, it is important to understand the many different types of abuse that, you know, that exist, emotional, psychological, financial, as well as the physical, and the more dangerous violence that we tend to hear of a little bit more often.
Some of the stats, too, for New Jersey, the most recent stats available are from 2015, which I always bemoan the fact that it takes so long to compile the stats for an issue as important as this, but nevertheless, there were 61,659 domestic violence offenses reported to police in 2015, which that's a high number, which many, including myself, believe is much higher because there are so many instances that do not go reported to law enforcement. Murders increased 16% in 2015. Assaults accounted for 43% of the offenses, and harassment accounted for another 43%. Arrests were made in 31% of the offenses reported for 2015. That was a drop of 1% compared to 2014. And I go on from there. If you look at county by county, city and town by city and town, if you would think the affluent areas might be less likely to see domestic violence, you'd be wrong. You could see, sadly to say, in Sussex County, Vernon Township saw a significant increase in domestic violence attacks and reports. But you saw many towns that saw decreases, like Hamburg, and I'm just scrolling through here, places like Green Township, and I can go on the list from there. We've linked to a report, by the way, the most recent report from the New Jersey State Police about domestic violence county by county. You can go through, if you look for into Morris County, you can see towns like Chester Township, which 2014 had one reported case, went up to 35. In flip side, you saw Denville Township from 87 down to 67, and the list goes on from there. So, Jamie, it's domestic violence, domestic abuse, it knows no boundaries.
It knows no boundaries, no, and it's it is interesting to see the statistics and how they fluctuate, and the ones that you're citing are the New Jersey State Police Uniform Crime Report stats, and those are police reported. DAISY and other domestic violence programs throughout the state, we serve many, many people where, many victims that are where the incidents have not been reported to police for whatever reason. Just also concerning as far as statistics go, that children are involved or present in around 30% of the cases in New Jersey. Our DAISY hotline answers right around 1,200 calls per year. And across the country, about 20,000 calls come into domestic violence hotlines. Again, another very concerning statistic, nationwide, 72% of all murder suicides are caused by an intimate partner. So it is obviously still a very, very serious problem. And yes, it crosses all economic, educational, ethnic lines, socioeconomic. There is no really stereotypical victim or perpetrator.
Looking at Middlesex County as well, you saw, I guess, see numbers like Carteret went from 244 to 217. But on the flip side, New Brunswick City went from 539 to 663. When a victim is fortunate enough to escape the imprisonment that their abuser puts them in, and they really are a kidnapped victim for all intents and purposes, they're isolated from family and friends. Maybe that's why they're not aware of the services that organizations like yours, like DAISY, provides, because their captor makes sure they don't learn about things like that. When you get these victims away from that prison, How challenging is it to help them rebuild having trust in other people the way they've been hurt?
Well, that's always hard. It's always difficult to rebuild trust, and it's a slow process. And even for them, leaving, you know, that relationship can be a slow process. You know, I think there's a statistic that says 5 to 7 times is the average that a victim of domestic violence will try to leave. And either be forced back or go back. And so generally our, you know, across the state of New Jersey, every county has a domestic violence program, you know, that offers similar services. And we pretty much have revolving doors. I mean, we're open to, you know, to provide the services when the victim needs them, and when they're ready to come and get help. And so there are services like counseling, like support groups, legal advocacy, court accompaniment. We don't have lawyers. My particular program does not have a lawyer on staff, but we have legal advocates who can explain the domestic violence law. We have domestic violence response teams throughout the state, and we have them in Sussex counties, and then sexual assault response teams. So those volunteers and staff can go out to the police departments at the time of an incident and assist with information, referrals, providing support. DAISY, we talked about the hotline, so we do have a 24-hour hotline that an individual can call anonymously. They can call Collect. And our hotline number is 973-875-1211. And we now have a text line for individuals who are deaf or hearing impaired. And that number is 973-222-2593.
And all that Jamie listed obviously takes money to make possible, which is why it's great that the Allstate Foundation Purple Purse Challenge is up and running again for this month, because that's one of the ways that DAISY can receive some funding through the efforts of the person listening right now.
Yes, we're very excited to be participating in the Allstate Foundation Purple Purse Challenge. Last year was our first year. We have doubled our goal. We're hoping to raise $70,000, and we are 25% there. And it's an online crowdfunding kind of a competition nationwide of domestic violence programs. And Allstate provides incentives each week. Matching, or if you reach a certain amount, or if you raise the most, you get a prize of, you know, $5,000. So it's a way for donors to see their donations double and triple. And DAISY, actually, I believe it's starting next week, a local corporation, Thor Labs, is going to be matching donations made to our site. So folks can find that by going to our website, daisy.org, and there's right on our homepage is a link to the Purple Purse Challenge.
And just think, for you listening right now, you're thinking, well, you know, what kind of a difference can I make? If everyone who's listening right now went over to daisy.org, daisy.org, and gave a $5 donation to DAISY for the efforts with the Allstate Foundation Purple Purse Challenge, those goals would be easily hit and easily surpassed. And that will take us $5 from you, $5 from that person next door, that $5 from the person across the desk from you, the $5 from the person in that car next to you. And it can all come together through all those little efforts, becomes one big, great final result. So that's how you can help out with DAISY with the Allstate Foundation Purple Purse Challenge over at DAISY, DAISY.org. And again, it's really just one of the ways where community effort is what makes everything that a community needs happen, as opposed to waiting for. We always talk about the the lag time and the delays and the quagmires that the law and the red tape and the bureaucracies take. This is people power that are helping. That's helping people through the various programs of education and recovery, a safe house and counseling. You heard about the arts program, the 24-hour hotline, which is 973-875-1211, 973-875-1211, and that's 24 hours any day, any time, if you need to take that first step, which looks like a canyon in front of you. I've talked to many victims, and I know what it appears to be, but others have taken that first step and will be there to walk you back into the daylight, now that darkness, that someone who is not there for you is there against you and is keeping you entrapped in. And that's obviously something that you do not deserve. And if you think that someone is in that darkness, take action and do something, because you can always apologize if you're wrong. You can't apologize if you're standing over their coffin at the funeral home. And you can also take part in the work of Days and learn more about them at their October 19th vigil over at Newton Memorial Hospital. Again, you can find out about all this information to help yourself out of domestic violence, or to help others make that escape back into a life of their own from domestic violence, at DASI.org. That's the website for domestic abuse and sexual assault intervention services. We've been joined by their executive director, Jamie Bernard. Jamie, thanks so much for how you empower those who are, many others, unfortunately, try to take the power away from, and you give them the rescue and the recovery they need. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you for helping us raise awareness of this very important issue. Appreciate it.